to the TMDLs.
Right.
Do we have anyone in the audience that wishes to address the board on the three TMDL items that are before us?
Then you can act without having a hearing because you have it all in your...
We have everything in writing.
The staff report
and the recommendations. Does any member of the board have any questions of staff on the TMDL?
They got all dressed up and came
waited,
all the way down.
Waited all day,
yeah.
All night.
Sort of
yeah.
Sad.
Does anyone have any questions? No?
Nope.
No?
Thanks for the good staff report.
Yeah.
Katie has a killer presentation.
Well, what would the board like to do? Without,
well, there's no questions. There's no reason to have to make a presentation.
Right. Well, I understand that. So,
I think okay.
Oh, yeah, you need to move adoption of three resolutions.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
So, Mr. Chair, I'll move.
Changes to the documents that were presented based on some late public comments, but as long as those changes are memorialized, I guess, in the final documents that go to the State Board, then we're okay?
Yes.
Okay.
So we have those.
But do you have any late? Do you have any late?
You don't have those. You don't have those.
Yeah, so maybe just for clarification, it's probably a good idea to at least summarize what the late.
Great. We have those three
documents. The reason is that
for
purposes of.
Go to those Word documents.
One second, Chris. For purposes of basin plan amendments, you have to be sure there's a response to all the comments. But if you have a response that you have in writing that you can submit to the State Board, I don't think you have to go over it today.
Yeah, we have.
But you did end up with a change.
Did you have any changes other than what they have?
Well, we did receive
them?
Comments on Tuesday, so we have changes to three, four pages. About
okay, then
25
you probably
words.
Should at least summarize those
okay.
Changes.
I can do that.
Are they on all three orders?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm Katie McNeil, and I'm from the Watershed Assessment Unit. And while I'm delivering this presentation, or the summary of this presentation, Kim Sanders and Larry Harlan partnered on this effort, as well as Chris Rose. So to start out, you have everything before you. In your staff report on the changes that we made to this item that you had previously adopted last year, and in response to several comments that we got, we made a couple changes to our documents. So for San Lorenzo.
I don't think we can read that.
I think you just need to summarize it.
Okay. We specified that Camp Evers Creek is not receiving pathogen sources from on-site wastewater disposal systems. So you can see in highlight there, I'll read it for you. So it says only for Carbonero Creek. That's one of our changes. And in Table 9-J1, we scratched out Camp Evers Creek with reference to on-site wastewater disposal systems in the county area of Santa Cruz. So that's San Lorenzo. And then there were two heading changes to the Aptos Creek and the SoCal Lagoon watersheds.
Was that item 19?
Yes, this didn't go in order, unfortunately. That was for item 19, and now this is for item 17.
Oh,
yeah,
I thought
we,
it was the other way around.
We pulled up.
Other way around.
Oh, actually, yes,
yeah,
San Lorenzo is item 17.
And 19 now. You're going to 19, so you have nothing for 18?
This is item 18.
Okay.
So for item 18 and for item 19, the change is the same.
Okay.
We deleted the words County of Santa Cruz to this heading because the actual responsible party is the sanitation district. So that corrects
okay.
this.
What page are you on?
Oh, this is page 13.
Mm-hmm.
And the same change to Aptos Creek on page 11. We deleted the words county of item 19.
19, right.
We deleted the words County Santa Cruz.
Okay.
Any others?
Yes, Mr. Briggs, and then we also incorporated the late public comments into attachment 5 and 6 of these different items. Attachment 5 and 6 are public comments and staff responses, so then we included some late comments that we got in those attachments to the staff report.
Okay.
So we, Mr. Jeffries, you started to move, but we just went over those changes. Are those changes acceptable as far as your motion?
If the staff is finished with their changes, then I'll
yes,
move
those.
Order R 2009-23, 24, and 25.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Good. Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Good staff work.
Last item.
Sorry you had to wait so long for such a short presentation.